There are several invocations of Saint Joseph that we should consider. I believe that, among these invocations, after those that refer directly to our Lord Jesus Christ, none is more beautiful than Protector of the Catholic Church. To be the protector of something is, in a certain way, to be a symbol of what one protects. Consider, for example, someone who is a guard of the Queen of England, Elizabeth II. In some way, such a person takes upon himself something of the Queen's royalty. It is an honor to be the guard of the Queen's. If it is an honor to be a guard of the Queen, if it is an honor to be a guard of the Pope, then what an honor it is to be the guardian of the Holy Catholic Church. With the exception of Our Lady, who is Mother of the Church, no one can be compared to the Catholic Church. No angel, nor all the saints taken each individually, has the dignity of the Catholic Church. For the Church encompasses all the saints, and she is the source of the holiness of those saints. Therefore, a saint can never have a dignity equal to that of the Catholic Church. Imagine, then, what kind of a saint the patron of the Catholic Church must be. He must be something so lofty, so exalted that, so to speak, he must be a reflection of the church he guards.